This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Oh, I'm rocking so hard right now. Woo! Wah! Friday! Woo! I surrender to you, Natalie Taylor.
Who?
Oh my God, that song is so rocking. Woo! Gotta catch my breath here for a second. Just getting that Friday vibe so hard right now.
It's good.
Yeah, actually, it is really pretty. Just,
what is?
This song. Did you listen to this song at all, or are you reading?
I could hear you saying how much you loved it.
Oh, I was saying that. That's true, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all over TikTok, this song.
Oh, I haven't seen this one, I don't
think.
Yeah,
you have. You just
haven't. Oh, maybe I have.
Yeah, put it together. It's always like some, you know, touching story.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the touching stories. I always just flick past those. touching stories. What, do I want to sit here and cry like Bryn on TikTok? Hey, speaking of Bryn.
I cried again yesterday. Oh, God.
To what? What was it? What was it?
It was grandparents. It was like in quarantine. One of those jokes, but it was
actually. Was this the song playing in the background?
No. Maybe. Who knows? It's always the song playing when it's super touching. But it was two grandparents ringing the doorbell of their grandchildren's house. With the parents there, and the children come out running to hug the grandparents, and they're all wearing like plastic bags, full on plastic bags over their whole bodies, and they're like, oh, they're hugging their grandchildren because they just haven't seen them in so long.
Mm.
And I thought about my parents and how much they want to see Cameron, and they can't.
Oh.
I was like, maybe I'll put one of those hazmat suits on my parents so they can take care of my
daughter. You
know,
you can get hazmat
hours.
Suits. There's like low end hazmat suits that they're like $4. Like they're just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they don't protect you from anything, but you could feel like you were, you know, protected.
But you could see how that's like, you know,
yeah,
it's home for me. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, listen, just I hug my friends all the time. And like, even just like, you know, standing 15 feet away from them as they pick up masks or, you know, even Scott Nedson, who I see from a distance. Like, you know, you want to
coming tonight?
Hug these people. They are not coming this weekend.
Oh,
no, they're not.
What happened?
Nothing. I just
Riley pick up the phone.
Listen, Riley is he's very, you know, we're still doing damage control after last weekend, you know. Jesus, last thing I
Riley
know.
Answers no. The answer's no. You can't come.
I know,
click.
Right.
She doesn't live here anymore. Get out. Click.
And listen, I feel like I'm on spring break from the lecture series, so I don't want to go back to school before that. You know, have him tell me how it is. Listen, speaking of Brandon crying on Instagram, which he does all the time. Mm-hmm. On TikTok. This break, this celebrity trash, is brought to you by Bryn's Instagram page, which is Brynny Boy, BrynnyBoy. Lots of Y's in there. If you've ever wondered how Bryn is able to do all of those amazing sound effects and other and exercises all his other talents for the morning show, then check out Brynny Boy to see his home setup the next time he goes live.
Oh, thanks, Nicole.
Nice.
Nice, Nicole. Nicole's getting creative. I actually read through them all this morning because I was so like excited to see what she had written.
I didn't want you to.
I know. I don't. I'm going to try to not do that, but I couldn't resist because I saw the one with Bryn. I'm like, oh, what else did she write? And then I saw the other one. I like the
probably
one
the
you
last
did.
One's my favorite.
I like the one you did for me. I'll do that one at 8. So
well, now I have to look at the last one. Jeez.
No, don't look at it. Don't look
too
at
late.
It. Anyway, Bryn, I think aren't you going live today with Hooman?
Mm-hmm. Aren't you too?
Well, I figured, why butt in on your house party?
I thought it was he's trying to invite you. He's like, hey, see if Sarah wants to go live. That's why I asked you. And you're like, sure.
But he can't ask me himself. He's got to ask you to ask me.
I think. What are you guys talking about?
Bryn's gonna go live later today.
Hooman wanted to go live with Sarah and me, and I'm like, okay, sounds good.
You mean on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
All. It was supposed. I mean, and now she brings it up and says she doesn't want to join.
So when you go live, will you be doing like a show? What happened?
No. Live is just people sitting around. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, Vinny, there's like this whole Instagram live. Every time I check on someone's live, I'm like, oh, they're doing exactly what I'm doing. Really nothing. And just looking into the camera and scrolling through the comments that people have made. And
in this case, I think Hooman has some sort of agenda. So, you know, he's probably has some notes.
An agenda?
Mm-hmm. That's why you're supposed to be there, sir. If you don't want to go, it's totally fine. But I should let him know. Some heads up would be nice.
Can I decide if I'm going to go live with you guys at the last minute?
You absolutely can, but you know, you told him yes, so he'd be.
Well, I told you yes. I didn't know you. I thought I was going live with you.
Whatever. We can talk about this later.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Eminem is, he's excellent. He created the term Stan. You know, that's the guy who's like just a little too into you. Mm-hmm. More than just a little too. You know, stalker. He came face to face with his own personal Stan. Inside his own home. You know, here's the thing. He lives in a gated community outside Detroit. He's got his own personal security, but at about 4 o'clock in the morning, this 26-year-old dude used a paving stone, threw it through a kitchen window, and climbed in through the back. He was using that super sneaky ninja trick where the security's out front, so you sneak in the back. You know that one?
Right.
Bryn, I'm sure you're familiar.
Yeah.
So, of course, an alarm went off because he just broke the glass in the thing. And Eminem woke up and started sneaking through his own house like, oh, my God, what's happening here? Finally, he sees the guy in his living room, and he's the one who has to subdue him. He's got a security detail outside his house, and Eminem's in a battle with the ninja guy who snuck in through the back. Security finally came in like, hey, what's going on in here? And then they held the guy down until the cops finally came and hauled him away. I didn't want to hurt anybody. He's just a guy who likes Eminem. There's a mugshot of him. Kind of looks like a mountain man guy.
Grizzly?
Let me see if I can pull up. Here it is. Hold on. Turn the camera around so you can take a look at this guy. Turn around. See him? And I don't know if you can see this. He has a mask on, so that's really considerate of him.
What a trip.
Or maybe the cops gave it to him. Doesn't he look kind of like a, you know, you sure got a pretty mouth.
Well, he's got to be mentally ill, right? I mean, right.
There's something going on there.
You don't break into, you know, one of the things that's trippy is it's a compliment when someone is nervous or excited to meet you. Any artist, you know.
Sure.
Name any artist. Eminem, for example. If someone's nervous to meet him, that's a compliment. That's nice. If you are super weird or losing your mind to the point where you're making that person uncomfortable, it's crossed to a different place now, and that's not a compliment. And beyond that, where you're throwing a brick through someone's... It's just, dude, what are you doing? That's not... So in my mind, this is crossed from liking someone and being
fandom.
Nervous about it, right? To,
to
mental illness. This guy can't tell right from wrong and has completely lost it. So unfortunately, he's headed to jail, right?
Well, he was arrested, and I'm assuming that Eminem will probably want to press charges. Vincent, you're turning into a robot. I think maybe that it's time for a reset on the modem. Is that what worked the other day?
The router. Mm-hmm.
The router, whatever.
So is it robot right now?
No, it's good.
Right now, no.
Okay. We'll wait it out.
We'll see how the next story goes. Yeah, all right. Eminem is also in the news for making some donations for coronavirus relief. He's cleaning out his closet for charity. On Wednesday, he posted a photo of some rare Air Jordan sneakers. I'm cleaning out my closet, donating an extra pair of my Jumpman 23 Carhartt 4s or something. And then some vintage t-shirt. The proceeds are going to... Is that Eminem saying cleaning out his closet?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's part
funny.
Of the song.
That's perfect. So he's cleaning out his closet. Oh, that's probably why they put that in the story. Hilarious. Anyway, God, people are so clever. Proceeds go to the COVID-19.
I totally thought you got that joke.
What's that?
I totally thought you got that joke.
No, I don't get that
joke.
As
you're reading it.
No, I don't know. I don't know all the songs. Proceeds go to the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. Proceeds from the initial sale will go to his foundation, and then he transfers that stuff over. So, and he's got a few things up for grabs. So, let's see what the source is on this. This is from billboard.com, and they've got all the links you need to get to that stuff. Eddie Vedder has accepted the all-in challenge for COVID-19 relief, and he's offering a Pearl Jam birthday package.
What does that look like?
Well, whether it's your birthday or not, you get to get up on stage and the whole crowd will sing you happy birthday. So that's part of it. Mm. He was nominated by... So what's happening is as people contribute to this all-in challenge, and this is at fanatics.com. If you haven't heard about it, it's basically for a buck, an entry. And I think if you spend $100, you get 200 entries. It makes it sort of an even playing field. There are auction items up there, like Tom Brady's Tampa Bay package went for like $800,000. But basically, if you've got...
It's so unbelievable at a time when people are skipping rent because they have to.
Right.
Because they've been laid off, and the $800,000 to lunch with Tom Brady.
Well, rich people are still rich, turns out.
Yep, I guess.
So as you put up your thing, you get challenged by someone. You say, here's the package that I'll do. And then you have to, like, tag and challenge other celebrities. So Laura Dern is the one who actually challenged Eddie Vedder. And he went, yeah, all right, I'll do it. He was nominated by Laura Dern. And in a video, he offered sort of a detailed breakdown of what the prize package would include. Bryn, do you
have... What we'd like is for you and a friend to come to a Pearl Jam show near you to make it special that you came early for a sound check. Maybe you could help add a couple of song requests to the set list. We thought you could maybe watch half the show from the front of the venue with some good seats, because then the second half of the show, we'd like you to come on the side of the stage. And then as long as you're up there... Why don't we just say it's your birthday and I'll get the whole crowd sing happy birthday to you.
He also offers a few hits off my wine, or maybe we'll just get you your own bottle.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. He's aged nicely. He's really, I love him.
So if you are a Pearl Jam fan, why not go? You know, the money goes to a great cause. It's all COVID-19 related relief. And that's a once in a lifetime thing, you know, to be able to hang with the band. I think you get to bring him a guitar on stage too. That wasn't in the video you just played, was it? Like, you get to sort of guitar tech with sort of.
That's neat. You know, we've had, because we're in radio, we've had the unique opportunity to sit side stage for many shows.
It's cool.
And it's really, really cool.
The sound is really different from back there. If you're really like into the band and want to hear the songs and that's like kind of your thing, you almost want to be out where the soundboard is, and that's like the best mix in the house.
Right.
Because side stage, what you're hearing is like the actual amps on stage. So the bass one is way far away from you and you're hearing the drums not mic'd. And you're hearing the vocals through like a monitor. So it's a really different sound, but you're right there. It's, you know,
it's their view.
And they come right. Exactly. Next up is the new world of movies. So, as you know, we're all in lockdown. And some films have released for like a 2-day rental, very expensive 2-day rental. Normally, you'd pay $19.99 to buy a movie 6 months after it's been in theaters. But now they're renting it a 2-day. You'll probably rent Trolls. Spend up to $60 this week as of this weekend.
Right. I probably will rent it again today.
So what they're talking about doing now in the future, once we're all past this, is certain titles. This is NBC Universal. They're saying, I guess he was talking to shareholders, and he said, like, we're going to release big movies in theaters. and those same big movies will be available for expensive rental at the same time.
That's great.
So it is, you know, for me, I love that because now if I want to go see, you know, a lot of times I won't see a big movie until, if I ever go see it in the theater, it's not for weeks later because I don't want to go to a crowded Saturday night. That's for kids. I don't want to sit way down front. I want good seats and I want arm room and I don't want to listen to you eat your popcorn. So, because I'm busy eating mine. So I think it's great. I mean, even if you really think about what it takes to bring a family of four to the movies, drive them there, buy the tickets, get everybody popcorn and soda, which is often more expensive than the movie tickets themselves. I mean, I even think they could do a $49.99 rental. And on a big movie, a lot of people would do it. It would
They don't need ideas on how to gouge us, but...
No, that's true.
I mean, I don't know what you're doing there, but...
I'm saying, like,
loose,
you know...
Loose cannon today. Dial it back, Clarky.
$100 for $100. $300 tonight. We'll bring you the popcorn.
I think Universal, though, is the company that AMC said, you don't get to come into our movie theaters anymore.
Right.
Right?
They are basically saying, we're not backing down from the flap that we're in with the top, the studios.
Universal is.
Universal saying, not only are we doing this now, we're going to continue to do it because this is huge money for us. Basically, the head of the studio was like, the question is, when we come out of this, what's going to be the model? I would expect that consumers will return to theaters and we will be part of that. But I would also expect premium video on demand is going to be part of that offering in some way. Not a replacement, but a complementary element. We're just going to have to see how long that takes and where it takes us. Look, I hate, you know, I don't like to see any businesses go away. But I also really love to watch movies at my house. I can pause them when I need to pee. I can ask a question. We can rewind a part.
Yeah, I could never watch them in a movie theater again. No offense to anyone who owns a movie theater,
but
I don't
totally
have any interest at all in seeing it on the big screen with the super sound. I'm fine at my house. And I don't even have a great system here, but it's good enough.
Yep. And one final note that I'll leave you with here. There's a TV host. He's a Spanish news anchor. And he, I guess he dates some Big Brother star in his home country. Is this in Mexico? I'm looking at, let me view the original here.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hola.
Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Yeah, you know what? They're not saying what country this guy is from. Anyway, in his country's Big Brother, there's some hot chick, and her name is, I believe her name's Maria Lopez. And this anchor, this news guy, is dating her. Well, they're in lockdown now, and he was broadcasting from home or possibly a hotel room. I don't know. But this other chick walks by in the background, and she's naked. Well, mostly naked.
Bryn just showed it to me.
Oh, are you looking at? Yeah. So he's
show me
like
that again.
Okay, so there he is.
Oh, there she goes.
A naked lady walks by, and there she goes. So he's trying to be all official, you know, cracking down on the news.
So that's the girl from Big Brother?
No, that's the thing. That's
what?
Not. Everybody knows he's dating the girl from Big Brother. That's a co-broadcaster. That's someone.
That's one of his news.
Yes.
Wow.
One of his co-workers. Yikes. I think he might have just been caught on live TV cheating on the girlfriend that everyone likes from Big Brother. And by might, I mean he totally got busted for that.
Right.
Okay, so there's the girl from Big Brother, right?
I don't think so. I think this is the girl in question. So I think this is his coworker. That's
Oh, okay.
Let me show you the girl from the or are you going to be able
very
to
nice
find
lady.
That? Yeah,
I'm just showing you the
If you scroll down on that story, down is the
I just caught up on this video.
Oh
here.
Boy, you're stuck on all that right. video. All right, anyway, I'll leave you with that.
That's the
There's
Maria
the girl
Lopez.
From mm-hmm. Right.
From Big
from,
Brother.
That's the Big Brother girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And that other lady, coworker of his. What? They're very casual. They hang out.
Look.
In various states of undress.
Well, you have to get ready for the broadcast, and you sometimes
right.
You
she's just
outfit,
getting ready.
You know? It's your costume for work.
Sure. There's nothing going on there. Don't worry, honey. Maria Lopez. It's you and me forever. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I actually have another mistake someone made while on a video conference call, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.